Chapter 2, The Basis of the Rapture. The first thing we're going to look at to avoid being deceived about the rapture is the word rapture itself. What does it mean? Well, the English word rapture comes from the Latin noun raptura, which is a translation of the New Testament Greek word herpazo. Herpazo is used 14 times in the New Testament, and the basic idea of the word is to remove suddenly or a sudden snatching or a sudden catching away, to seize, to carry off. Therefore, it's become the perfect illustrative word to describe the event, the rapture, where God suddenly takes up or snatches away his church from earth to heaven. Jesus comes in the clouds, he catches or snatches us away, the church, from the earth, then we return to heaven with him. Which leads us to the second thing we're going to look at to avoid being deceived about the rapture, and that is, where does the rapture event appear in the Bible? Right? I mean, you have to have a biblical basis for this. That's precisely why we see the Apostle Paul giving us a clear description of the rapture in his letters to the Thessalonian and Corinthian churches.
1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men, who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven, with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore encourage each other with these words. 1 Corinthians 15:51-52. Listen, I tell you a mystery, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed, in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
We even see Jesus referring to the rapture in John 14.
John 14:1-3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, if it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
In fact, what's interesting when you put these passages together, 1 Thessalonians and John, you see Jesus and Paul completely agree and have total unity concerning this teaching on the rapture. The rapture, comforting words, from Jesus and Paul. Jesus says,
do not let your hearts be troubled.
Paul says,
encourage each other with these words.
The necessity of personal faith. Jesus says,
trust in God, trust also in me.
Paul says,
we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
We can take God at his word. Jesus says,
if it were not so, I would have told you.
Paul says,
according to the Lord's own word,
the promise of his coming. Jesus says,
I will come back.
Paul says,
for the Lord himself will come down from heaven.
The removal from earthquake. Jesus says,
and take you to be with me.
Paul says,
we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Forever present with the Lord. Jesus says,
that you also may be where I am.
Paul says,
and so we will be with the Lord forever.
So as you can see, the Bible and Jesus and Paul are obviously in complete agreement. The Bible does not contradict itself about this biblical event called the rapture. It's real and it's really coming.